In the studio now with me is Angela Fischetti. And I got your name right?
Yes, you did.
Okay, good.
That's okay, Mike.
I opened up the show with one of the songs from your brand new CD called Enter the Light, the instrumental, with some drumming. And you were from South Florida. And, well, tell me, I don't know you. I guess I have to come clean. And I know you from my yoga class.
Right.
You were my yoga teacher. When did music become part of your life?
Oh, as a child. As a child. And very specifically through the music of Judy Garland when I was about 9 years old.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. I was shopping in a store, going to buy an album of another artist, and I heard a track of hers, and I stopped in my tracks. I stopped in my tracks. I didn't know who it was.
How old were you?
9.
And so were you a professional singer?
Not at the time, but once
you became a professional.
Yeah,
singer.
Once I focused on her, then shortly thereafter, at the age of 10, I started singing lessons and performing all through school. And then I stopped when I was 19.
Now, this CD does not sound like Judy Garland.
No, not at all.
Where did the seeds of this CD originate?
Well, basically, I had not sung for 26 years. And my life took, you know, all kinds of other detours and what have you. But I moved down here in October of 2001.
From?
New York City.
Okay.
Actually from Brooklyn, Park Slope. And at 9/11, on that day, I knew over 300 people who were snuffed out in the World Trade Center. And because I worked in Brooklyn Heights.
Okay. There was a special connection between Brooklyn Heights and the World Trade Center?
Yes, because of the gym that I worked at as a trainer for many, many years, like 11, 12 years, a lot of the members came from the Wall Street area and from the World Trade Center because it was one subway stop away. And we could see the World Trade Center across the Brooklyn Heights promenade.
Oh, my God. It was devastating for everybody.
Yeah. And then when I moved down, about 3.5, 4 months later, my father passed away. And I literally had nowhere to put all this grief. And it was actually becoming quite self-destructive. And I was in yoga teacher training at the time at Synergy in Miami Beach, and where I discovered bhakti yoga, which is the yoga of devotion through chanting. And this touched upon my heart in a very deep manner. And that's when I went back to seek a vocal coach. And the seeds of this idea of the album started to come to surface 2.5 years ago.
Well, it's a beautiful album.
Thank you.
It has you in a flowing dress on the seaside that I've never seen you dressed like that. Usually I see you in gym shorts or whatever. But is this you? Is this what you... Well, let's talk about the language, the chanting. Is that a religious thing?
Well, I mean, for some people it can be. From my perspective, Sanskrit is an ancient Indo-European language, and it's considered to be one of the oldest, if not the oldest, of all languages. But for me, it's more of a symbolistic language. And it also has resonances and exudes an aura of healing, which is why we speak and say yoga postures in Sanskrit too. And in teacher training is where I discovered chanting through Sanskrit. And oh my God, it just completely opened up my heart in a way that I needed to be open because I was real closed off from all that grief.
Now the Sanskrit that you, the only time you use Sanskrit, I guess, is in chanting and in yoga. Is that used outside?
That I do. It can be used outside. It can actually be considered a language, too. But, I mean, that's totally beyond my scope.
Okay. Well, let's get a sample of what the Sanskrit sounds like and what your album sounds like.
Let me see for you here.
Choose a song.
Sure. Why don't you play Om Namah Shivaya Gurave, which is the second track.
Okay. And so what does it mean? What are we listening to?
Well, we're listening to a chant that for me represents everything to do with the higher teacher within, discovering the teacher with capital T within, and coming forth with one's greater self.
And I guess you encourage, the line is repeated over and over again.
Yes, so and that's the format of chanting. It's actually the format of kirtan and chanting is call and response. so that eventually what we're doing is chanting the many names of God and bringing that energy and that power you receive and give back.
Here's Angela Frassetti from her brand new CD, Enter the Light. Om Namaya Shivaya Gurave.
Close, Mike.
Okay. That's the name of that tune from Angela Frassetti's new CD, Enter the Light. Well, it's very interesting because most people don't understand Sanskrit.
Mm-hmm.
So who was the album for?
Well, the album, in my head, the intention is to appeal to those who practice yoga, the physical practice of yoga through asana and postures, so certainly in yoga classes or one's personal private practice. Also for people who meditate and for those folks who just want to relax and chill out. But then it's a little bit of an edge to the album, a little bit different than other chanting albums, and to appeal a bit more to the crossover market, too. And also belly dancers love it.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
I noticed, I imagined it was crossover because when I hear drumming albums or meditation-type mm-hmm. albums, the whole album could be one song.
Right, right.
But your average length is maybe 3-4 minutes.
Right, right.
So you were not going for airplay, I guess, on radio, were you?
Well, you know, that's a possibility, too, look, we're here now.
That's right.
The crossover market, that is one of the reasons why we made a conscious decision to make these tracks basically like, you know, popular music is on the popular music CDs and what have you.
So I suppose there's some, I don't know many commercial stations that would have it, but with the proliferation of satellite radio programs, mm-hmm. this would fit into mm-hmm. a specific format there.
Absolutely. And it could also be for, some of the tracks are quite appealing if somebody wants to put something into the background or a film that's being made or something. I mean, many different areas that the album can fit into.
Now, you're singing, obviously. Who's doing the drumming?
Well, all of the music is by my producer, Arrow, and my co-producer, Louis Duran. And they're phenomenal. Phenomenal musicians. Yeah. Just incredible.
Do you know them through the yoga circuit as well?
No. What had happened is I was seeking a vocal coach, and I went to Synergy one day, and a dear friend of mine there, October Rose, said, listen, I had told her, I said, look, are any of the students here a voice teacher or a vocal coach? She said, somebody came in just today and brought his card. And it turned out on one side of the card it said vocal coach, and the other side said music studio, and it was in South Beach, and that was Arrow.
And that's where you live.
And that's where I live, you know, and then that's how the whole thing came about. And I went to him, and I sat on the floor, and I chanted a couple of chants to him, and he was like, he was with it right away from step one.
Well, this is a fairly big investment, Angela.
Yeah.
You have a web page, and you're going to have a promotion thing?
I do have a website. It's www.angelafischetti.com. I'll give you the Italian pronunciation. You spell it F-I-S-C-H-E-T-T-I. And there's all samples from the tracks on the website. It's available through PayPal. And so it's and we're getting other promotion. We got our first review in Enlightened Practice, a South Florida yoga magazine. It was, thank goodness, very positive.
It was a good review. Good for you.
Thank you. And the Miami New Times has expressed an interest. Mr. Kevin Dean, one of the music writers there,
excellent,
is interested.
Angela, you should have just made an easier spelling of your last name.
Well, you know, it's what I was born with. It actually means little whistles in Italian. Fischiare.
Oh, is that right?
Is to whistle, yes.
Is music in your family or singing? Anybody else enjoy singing?
I would say that it was my grandfather, my mother's father, from Italy, and we used to have in common a wonderful bond around opera. And he, in particular, loved Beverly Sills. But he had a hard time pronouncing her name, so he would call her Red. So I would call him up and say, you know, Grandpa, Red is on TV right now. So we did have a mutual love of the sound of music.
Excellent. Angela Fischetti is here. Enter the Light is her new CD. Has it helped in the grief process?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because my lack of grieving was literally leading to self-destructive behavior. And in this, it just so much taps upon the inner core in my heart, and therefore the joy that I can bring forth, and to understand and accept that things happen for a reason. They may be beyond my consciousness as to why, but I can find an understanding through joy and bringing that forth through my music.
Was it difficult finding selections?
No. No, I definitely had a series of tracks in mind, some different, I brought in certain melodies that are pre-existing, but my producer and co-producer are brilliant, and so they were like, no, let's try this, you know, but with the same mantra, because most of them are based on Sanskrit mantras, so they would just come up with different musical ideas, and I would just basically fall in love with what they had to offer me.
So the finished product is here, and you're... No complaints?
Not one complaint. And in fact, it's going to be a trilogy. Both my producer and co-producer want to pursue this and go further with albums 2 and 3.
How exciting.
Oh, and by the way, too, it's great for yoga studios. Really great. We're going to try to get it into all of the yoga studios,
okay,
too. Yeah.
Well, I guess there's that market for you. There's a niche market. Not necessarily folk music, but I guess it could be considered folk music as well.
Yeah, on some level. I mean, from the perspective, for me, I mean, I don't know all that much about folk music, but some of my background, I certainly feel that folk music is something that resonates from the heart, is very straightforward, kind of simple, but yet very sweet and tender within that.
There is, a folk tune on it that we're familiar with, and it's the only song on it where you do speak English.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell me, how Amazing Grace found its way on the CD.
Well, Amazing Grace is my personal tribute to those folks that I knew who perished in 9/11. And it's also my personal dedication to Brooklyn. Because Brooklyn watched all of this from the other side of the bridge, you know. And the Brooklyn folks were very, very brave. And so it's my way of just honoring both 9/11 and Brooklyn.
Has your family heard the CD?
Yes, they have.
And they must be quite proud.
Yes, they are.
Okay. Well, let's listen to this version of Amazing Grace, Angela Fischetti's... Am I saying it right? Okay.
Yeah.
Enter the Light, www.angelafischetti.com.
Yes.
For information about Enter the Light. And here's a unique version of Amazing Grace.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming by, Angela.
Thank you, Mike.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I see. T'was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fear. Yes, when this heart and flesh shall